whatever that theme goes. You know, it's the Wonder Woman theme. Wonder Woman special.
Oh, yeah, with the roaring guitars.
The shredding guitar, please. Yeah. And it's also probably a V-neck guitar because it's so shredding.
Yeah.
Break it away!
You know, they used to call him Shredder in college because he played a mean guitar, and then he just figured that he'd change his whole getup to
fuck
be Shredder.
You know, isn't that like that band Gwar all looks like Shredder, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, when they want to.
Is there a band called Shredder? Because there should be. And they just, there should be a folk
There's
band,
a band called
there
Shredder.
There should be like folk or disco or something you wouldn't expect.
There's a band called Shredder.
I'm sure.
Bluegrass.
Ooh, bluegrass. Hey, what's that I hear? Is that special Minnesota guest, Lindsay St. Pierre?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
This is special guest Lindsay St. Pierre. I'm joining the Filmtastic Voyage today.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How you been?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Cool. Now, we all saw Wonder Woman together, and
we
thought,
did.
Hey, why not talk about it all together?
yeah.
So, Wonder Woman, DC's best movie, you know, assuming...
Now, are we talking best movie...
New universe.
Ever?
In the DCEU.
Oh, gotcha.
If we're talking ever, then that obviously goes to Supergirl.
Or... Catwoman?
Yeah. Or Catwoman, yes.
Catwoman.
Meow.
All right, well, why don't we just go around and just start this conversation. What everybody think of Wonder Woman?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay.
I think I liked it more than yous guys, but only just.
Well, there's certainly things to say.
There's things to say.
There's plenty of things to say.
The first thing I'll say, 93%. I don't know about that.
A little bit undeserved.
Here's the thing is that, you know, Rotten Tomatoes is if everyone was like me, like if 93% of people said, like, yeah, it was all right, that equals 93%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I was looking at Rotten Tomatoes today. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 only got an 82%.
Really?
Because that movie sucks.
No.
There's no universe in which Wonder Woman was a better movie than that.
Ooh,
I'm sorry.
I agree. I think. So what I'll say is I think it was probably the least egregious of the new universe stuff.
I would say it was the first DCEU movie that wasn't boring.
Well,
I disagree.
Well, what movie wasn't boring?
Huh? No, well, I mean, I just felt like it was a little
boring.
Oh, you thought
it was boring? I thought I was thoroughly entertained the whole time, which is why I enjoyed it.
What did you think?
No, I'm on your side, Mike. I was pretty bored. I was kind of waiting for it to end. It was like, I was like, get on with it. Can we just move forward? It felt kind of slow paced to me, a little bit predictable. So I was like, this is the scene where they do this. So I was just waiting for it to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, no, I agree with you. I mean, I'd say you could tell that they were being very careful to make a competent movie, and I think
how dare they,
like,
well, they were going out of their way to hit all the beats.
Well, like, right. At this point I think it's like might as well try and make a normal good movie as opposed to like we're gonna make a movie talking about the issues.
Well,
but
sure.
It's not gonna actually do anything good.
Well, yeah. And I think that's why people like it, because they went into it and they were like, wow, this is an actual movie
with characters.
It's
and
got
plot.
It's got characters, it's got dialogue that makes sense, it's got a story,
characters interact with each other in meaningful normal human ways.
Yeah,
who would have thunk?
And that's not something we've seen from a DC movie.
No, not yet.
Because, because, like, here's the thing is, like, up to this point, there was Man of Steel, mm-hmm. Batman v Superman, and Suicide Squad.
Which I forgot about, actually.
And all three of those movies were just, like, wacky, patatty nonsense. Like, just, like, all over the place, right? Like, okay, Man of Steel had half of Metropolis, like... being 9/11, like it was like 59/11.
It was like 9/90/1100.
And like, yeah, well, no, and then like it's Superman causing.
That's not a real number.
That's a number joke.
Not a real number though, so don't worry about it.
But it was like Superman causing it too, and it's like, wait, what the hell is this, right?
I remember sitting in the theater and being like, this is like third movie levels of destruction. Why are you getting the way they're doing the next movie? They're gonna blow up the world.
The best thing about it is at the end, like in the epilogue, like nobody cares.
Yeah, that was
everybody's the just like totally happy. They're all fine. Superman's just smiling. Like, right. Yeah, we did a good job.
The army general's like, yeah, we sure did it, Superman. We really gave it to him. Ignore the hundreds of thousands of dead.
You can have 50 9/11s if you treat it like 50 9/11s, but that movie was just like, don't worry about this. That didn't even happen.
Even the next, yeah. Even the movie after that almost sort of didn't really treat it like 100 9/11s.
Well, and here's the thing. Okay, so then let's go into Batman v Superman, where the trailer for that movie is like, hey, Superman has to pay for what he did, right? There's like that whole thing with, what's her name? Holly Hunter? Yeah. No. What's her name?
Holly Hunter.
Yeah, where she's like,
Superman.
Superman's got a ding dong diddly pay for his crimes,
excuse
right?
Excuse me while I drink this cup of piss.
And then that's what we get in the movie is like, wait, so they're not mad about him blowing up Metropolis. They're mad about him killing like 7 armed dudes.
Yeah, they killed like a bunch of mercenaries or something.
Right.
Like, how dare you, Superman?
And it's like, wait,
Superman,
what the hell?
Kill all these mercenaries.
Right. And then there's like a jar of piss, and then the movie's over.
And
like,
Superman's like, man. And the movie
it's
ends.
My favorite moment.
It's like, oh, I really stepped in it this time.
And, you know, serial.
And then his mom's like, Superman, you people suck. Why don't you just leave? And he's like, fine, I will. I'll go talk to Ghost Dad.
Well, then there's like Batman that made, you know, Ted Bundy look like a good guy, right? There's like serial killer, like mass murdering serial killer Batman killing 31 people. So then that movie's like a wash, kind
of,
right?
Yeah, and then Suicide Squad. Well, first of all, one thing really quick.
Yeah.
Not for a goddamn second do I believe that Jared Leto's Joker could fucking kill Jason Todd. Nah, not for one second.
No.
Anyways, continue.
Because he was like a lame...
It was Jason Todd.
Jason Todd's the Robin that the Joker beat to death with a crowbar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In the comics.
Okay.
And then Suicide Squad was sort of like a really, I don't know, expensive fan fiction.
It was a hot mess. Like, it was the hottest mess I've ever seen.
Because it had a guy with fire, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Also terrible editing and story and everything.
Well, that's the one that had all the henchmen that were like eyeball guys, right?
You know what they're doing? They're making a sequel.
Yay!
Yeah, it had a bunch of putty people.
Putty
people. It had literally, you haven't seen it, Lindsay, but it literally has the Putty Patrol.
Is this a trailer? Like, what is this?
The Putty Patrol?
No, I mean, they really making a Suicide Squad sequel?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they announced it. Because it did make $800 million, which is a big haul.
Oh, that's so offensive.
It is offensive.
To my heart.
Well, and also they're giving David Ayer they're giving him Birds of Prey, which is like, oh, man.
So they're making Birds of Prey and Suicide Squad, too.
Or Gotham City Sirens, excuse me. It's like the same thing.
Okay.
But still, it's like, I don't know if they're giving Suicide Squad 2, but he's doing Gotham City Sirens, and it's like, oh, come on. Like, why get some new guys?
Yeah.
But at least he's got Joss Whedon to do Batgirl, so that's cool.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
My excitement has flatlined.
Still got us to go see Wonder Woman.
That's right.
I'll see Justice League.
They got us in that theater.
I will go see Justice League, and I'll probably be like, well, because, like, I don't know. Yeah. That trailer is a good trailer, and I think. And Wonder Woman was just good enough to be like, well, maybe they might pull this one other one off. Because at least, the very least, this Wonder Woman movie has proven to me that I like the Wonder Woman character and Gal Gadot as her enough to see her in a movie again.
See, it's funny that you say that.
Yeah, see, I do say that.
Because, I'll start with things I liked about Wonder Woman.
Okay, let's start with that.
I'm really happy that after whatever 70 years, they decided to make a Wonder Woman movie.
Hooray.
I'm happy that it gets, like, a passing grade in my book.
Hooray!
What I will say is, like, everything after the island, I found a little bit problematic.
Even the No Man's Land scene?
That was fine.
That was the best scene in the movie. It was great.
No, that was great.
It was a bit fast, though.
Okay, here's some things I do not like, and feel free to disagree and shoot
By the way,
down.
Folks at home, we're going to do spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is Minnesota. Minnesota is spoiler territory. If you're coming to this and you're like, oh, I'm just going to listen to this and not, you know, spoiler-free shit. It's like, what the fuck are you doing here? You get out of here.
Get out. We're going to throw you in the airlock.
Yeah, we spoil things on our normal show anyway sometimes on accident.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing. I mean, spoilers, come on. Everybody... You know what I mean? Internet, everybody, Facebook. You get your spoilers from all kinds of places.
Also,
so.
And to be fair, Wonder Woman has like nothing to spoil.
Yeah,
it's got like two things to spoil. One of them's more like one of the spoiler things is like, oh, I didn't think that. Like one of the things is like, oh, maybe you thought they might not have the balls to do
that. You know, the big twist ending.
And the other big twist ending is like, it's like, oh, I guess it was that guy.
Sorry, go.
I'm just gonna list off some things real quick, and then we could talk about them, or we can go on to stuff that you guys have listed, and then we'll talk about it all.
Yep.
The stuff on the island, I thought was good.
It was good. It was fine.
I thought the stuff on the island was good. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Chris Pine came into the movie and literally, I felt like stole the movie.
He's pretty great.
Like I basically, and but it made me sad. It's like, you know, I want to see a movie about Wonder Woman, and I felt like the comic character Wonder Woman is like very like crass, outspoken, like you know what I mean. Like she's very aggressive.
Well,
and I felt like the Wonder Woman in the movie was very like, you know, like
you can say it's an origin story. She's learning it, but still, I do agree that a lot of the movie was she was like, I'm gonna do this, and what's his face was like, no, don't do that. That was like the entirety of their relationship.
And it was like this weird, like she felt like she was a little bit misguided throughout the whole movie, which makes sense because it's her first time out into the world, but it was misguided in the sense that it was almost kind of unintelligent, like just a little bit, you know, I don't know.
It was kind of annoying. It's like the entire movie, she was like this great, powerful character with all these good intentions and stuff. And Chris Pine's just like shoving her the whole time going, yeah. No, don't do that. No, be quiet. Right. No, go over here. We're going to do this. And he was like controlling everything that was happening. It was disappointing.
Now, what I would, if at the No Man's Land scene, if like that would have made sense if he was like, okay, oh, she's like a fucking actual honest to goodness goddamn superhero. Okay, never mind. But even after that scene, he's still like, hey, let's not do that. Hey, you know,
let's do this
instead.
Yeah, like I would have liked it a lot more if he had like learn to recognize how incredibly awesome she is, because right. He really doesn't do that. I mean, he likes her, but who wouldn't? Because she's beautiful and kind and powerful and smart. Her, but who wouldn't?
Right. And that's the thing. Yeah, like I felt like she looked really nice, and then but then she was just sort of getting shoved around by Chris Pine, and it was like, well, okay, I don't know. It just disappointed me. That's all. I felt like she needed to be a much stronger character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Things I liked. I liked the action for the most part. Then again, the No Man's Land scene is the best part of the movie. One of the best part of any DCEU movie, really. Probably. Even though it goes way too fast.
Oh yeah.
It's like 2 minutes and then it's done. I'm like, wait, what happened? I got like whiplash, and the action, in the entire movie, the action's not great.
No. It's short.
It's cool looking, but it's not well, it doesn't flow very well. I was confused a couple times, like cuts, I'm like, oh, okay, we're over here now. Like, it, you know, it just felt like a bunch of cool shots randomly cut together for a lot of this stuff. And yeah, it's very short.
Yeah.
And then the climax is real stupid, action-wise. Yes.
And conceptually.
We'll get to that later when we go into our complaints, but I'm talking about things I like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like Gal Gadot. I thought her and Chris Pine had great chemistry. I thought, what?
No.
Oh, I thought they were great.
Mike's shaking his head, and I am too.
I thought they were fun together.
But, I mean, it's for reasons we kind of already talked about. Well, like, their entire relationship was Chris Pine telling Gal Gadot that she couldn't do things.
No, but even then, I thought they bounced off each other really well as actors and people. I thought that they, like, I don't know, they were believable
as a couple. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's just because Chris Pine's is so, you know, he can chemistry anybody, really.
They could both chemistry anybody, but, like, I don't know, like, all their sexy banter was so just, like, it could have been copy-pasted from any silly sexy banter screenplay. It was so, like...
I agree.
At least it felt like they actually could conceivably like each other, as opposed to some movies I've seen where the male and female love interests, at the end of the movie, I'm like, oh, they actually, like, are supposed to be a couple? Like, for example, Oz the Great and Powerful, at the end of that movie, when James Franco starts making out with Michelle Williams, I was like, wait, whoa,
you're right.
Hold the fucking phone, they're supposed to be a couple.
That did come out of nowhere. It's a terrible movie.
It is, no, but that's an example.
It shouldn't be used as an example of anything.
It's an example of terrible chemistry. It's a good example of terrible chemistry.
Yeah. I mean, but even this, their relationship in this movie, like, I was like, oh, are we doing the love interest thing? Okay. But it didn't feel organic. It felt like this is what the screenplay wants them to be, so we're going to go along with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Their solution to it, I feel, was like, hey, let's just have these really, like, 20-minute long scenes where they're just sitting there flirting with each other.
Yeah.
That's what I remember the most. most about the movie is like, where the fuck is all the action? I'm sitting here watching these two flirt with each other for like, it must have been like 15 minutes at a time. It was mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lindsay, what'd you like?
What did I like? Yeah. I liked the action. Uh-huh. I thought it was pretty awesome. Wonder Woman herself was pretty awesome. Ooh. She's like super powerful, and it's so fun to see a female character being just like a god. And that was like kind of awesome.
I will say real quick is that when she starts killing all of those guys in the Germans in that scene and her theme starts to play up, you couldn't see. I had a big ass smile on my face.
You mean at the end?
No, in the middle in the No Man's Land scene.
I never noticed her theme until the finale.
Oh, when it kicked me for the first time. I love that theme. Every time, even in Batman vs Superman when it came out, and I was like,
I thought it was a little overplayed in Batman vs Superman.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I liked the Amazons themselves and that whole island. Like, it was, again, just super fun to see that sort of world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool people. Do you see Robin Wright and other actress whose name I can't remember are coming back for Justice League somehow, even though she died?
Coming back for Justice League?
Yeah, the woman, the general who got killed in the beach, she's coming back for Justice League. Probably as a flashback.
Flashbacks? Huh. I could use a flashback. That's fine. A
couple of backflashes.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Pine flashes his back, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, he does, yeah.
Lindsay, how do you like the fan service? Like all that Chris Pine fan service?
Is that what it was?
Sure, why not?
No, actually, that scene felt another... That was another kind of utterly contrived scene that I couldn't believe.
What, the bathhouse sequence?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it was cute. It had a couple of funny jokes in it that I appreciated. Mm. But I just couldn't buy that somebody in that time period would be naked in front of somebody of the opposite sex and not try to do something about it. Like, cover themselves or go back into the bath. Like, this was what year? Help me out.
1918.
And,
November of 1918, probably.
I mean, I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure that people back then were kind of huffy about that sort of thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
why don't we talk about Act 3?
Okay, get into the complaints.
Well, I guess, if they are complaints.
Well, here's why I want to complain about. So you guys have more complaints than I do, but here's my biggest complaint of the whole movie, is David Thewlis is not the correct guy to play Ares. Holy shit, the entire, like, it's cool that he showed up at the end. And he's like, I'm Ares the whole time, ha ha ha.
Right.
Like, okay, that's pretty cool, that makes sense. And then,
does it?
Well, it's fine. It's like he's a shape-shifting god. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. But apparently he's not, because they show him in a flashback with long, greasy hair and his stupid fucking mustache. And then he gets his cool goddamn Sauron armor. Uh-huh. And you can see his face. He's got his stupid fucking mustache. And I couldn't take him seriously as a villain because he's like, I'm David Thewlis.
Well, he's capable of playing a villain, but what I don't like is wasn't he the villain in Dragonheart? Or no? Am I thinking of someone else?
I don't know.
Else?
He's the fucking Professor Lupin. I know that much.
But anyways, I just don't like how they're like, "Hey, random character."
Yeah, basically,
you're the villain now.
It was that. It was a bit of that, and it was a bit of like, well, what I thought he was like, "Oh, cool. They'll have David Thewlis do the voice. He's got a good voice. You can like they'll pitch him down a little. It'll be like a James Spader situation." Nope, it's just his stupid face. In a bunch of strange armor for no reason.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to pull that and make him the twist-ending Ares guy, that's fine. But,
yeah,
you
fine.
Know, when he reveals himself, just have him transform into, like, a super cool god alien-looking dude.
He turns into a Marvel villain. It's really sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because DC's got great villains, and Marvel, they have an alright number of villains.
Well,
I mean, the Marvel Studios doesn't own most of them, though.
I mean, we've had this conversation before, though, and I think one of the fundamental differences between Marvel and DC is Marvel focuses on the flaws of its protagonists, whereas DC focuses more on its antagonists.
Yeah.
And that's a criticism I have about especially these new DC movies is, like, the superheroes are, like, these empty vessels of, like, no personality, like, you know what I mean? It's like, we can't even know what, like, Bruce Wayne enjoys, like, eating or, like, listening to music-wise. Like, he doesn't have a personality. He's just...
You know, speaking of that, I was wondering if you guys could help me understand. Did Wonder Woman have an arc? Like, the character herself. Did she have an arc?
I think her arc was... if break it down, I would have to say it's, oh, you know, I just have to, like, all people are incorruptible, I just have to kill Ares. And she was like, oh, people are more nuanced than that. And that's, like, the end of it.
Okay, okay. That's kind of what I guess that...
Yeah, it's more like the world kind of sucks, but I can still be a good person in it. It's kind of what I got out of it. As opposed to that very naive, like, you know, it's like, everything's great, I just gotta... As long as I, you know, kill Ares, which is kind of morbid, then everything will be great.
Which, that kind of ended up being right, didn't it?
No, I think it kind of ended up being sort of right in a sense, but I think she was... Well, her little voice over the end of the movie, she was like, you know... Oh,
something, something, love.
Something, something, love, something, something, flying.
It's my Gal Gadot voice.
I might even try to do her voice. I can do Holly Hunter again.
Superman.
Superman. Oh, it's Wonder Woman. Holly Hunter. Fight for love, Wonder Woman.
Holly Hunter / Gary Busey voice.
Yep.
Superman.
It's a good voice.
But yeah, I would say, I mean, honestly, to sum up my review of the movie, I would say it was a success. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna shit all over it. I was a little bit bored, but I'm not gonna say it was a failure of a movie.
Well, we haven't gone around and done their complaints though.
Oh, sure, oh, okay. Gosh. Go for it.
My complaints. I talked about David Thewlis' stupid mustache.
Okay.
That was the big part of it. The whole climax was kind of. Oh, and also. Dr. Poison disappears from the movie.
She's like, she just walks right out of that
she's
movie.
She's like Aries. Yeah. She's like, look at her. Look at people. People suck. And then she kind of just like farts off the movie.
Yeah, I was curious about that.
She kind of like gets up and
that.
Like strokes away and like you never see what the fuck happens to her.
Yeah, I was a little bit weirded out. Yeah, I kind of think of it as like, wait, where did she go?
Like she wasn't even in the end when all the soldiers were like, what the fuck happened? And everyone's right. Like kind of confused. She's not even like sitting on the ground being like, oh, woe is me. She's just gone.
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah, the screenwriter just like erased her from they took a pencil and just erased her from the movie.
Yeah, she was kind of pointless, and it kind of felt like sometimes they had more planned for her than they were able to do.
I think she's an actual, honest to goodness character from DC Comics. Correct me if I'm wrong. And she's just in the movie, and I think she's just there to as a red herring to set up her and Ludendorff, because like Ludendorff takes crazy pills for something.
Right. That was a little silly.
I do appreciate.
That was a little silly one.
I thought it was dumb, but at the same time, I appreciated their Power Rangers villain moment where it's like, they can't use the gas mask. I know.
That was real silly.
That was silly, but I like that. It's like, ooh, you know, it's been a long time since a stupid cackling villain's been in one of these movies, so I kind of appreciated that.
Yeah.
She had like that weird dramatic and semi-flirtatious conversation with Chris Pine at the gala thing. And that didn't go anywhere. Like, it just kind of immediately ended.
I think it was supposed to be like, oh, Gal Gadot, you blew it. You blew my... That was my chance to infiltrate their thing, and you blew it.
But Gal Gadot didn't even do anything at that point. She just walked into a room.
Well, and then danced weirdly with no music to...
But that didn't happen until after.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then Chris Pine was like, adoh. And she's like, oh, you have eyes for that woman. See ya. And she walks away.
Yay. That's movie magic.
Wonder Woman, why you gotta mess everything up? Yeah. Didn't I tell you to wait outside?
Yeah, where'd you get that dress? I don't even care. How doesn't that sword hurt your butt?
Yeah, how are you holding that sword in your back? How's that working? Never mind, don't tell me, let's go.
Oh no, they fired off that gun off screen.
What are those chairs for?
Where'd you get that car? And that part, it did bother me, where it's like, where'd you get that car? I found it in a field, and they set up a bunch of chairs, so I'm like, oh, they're like, you know, gas this field full of a bunch of empty vehicles, a la like a nuclear test or something, right? And it's like, nope, he just got that car in a field somewhere.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, yeah.
It's like, explaining it away, all right? And I would have wished, I would have appreciated another shot of those chairs with people, a bunch of, you know, proto-Nazi scum being like, oh yes, gassing innocence, oh yes, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, they just like put those, they made a point of showing us that those chairs were being set up, and then they never followed through on it.
I give it a soft pass, but I would have appreciated it a little more. Anyway.
It's easy to give it a pass because it's forgettable, like a lot of other things. Like even the gas lady walking off screens, like, oh, I kind of forgot that she was a character, so no, I didn't mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you seem to have a hearty list, Lindsay.
Oh, gosh, you really want me to go through my list?
Hey, this is a mini-sode. Mini-sode has got to be thorough.
It's going to become a macro-sode if through my list.
They call that a sode. In the biz.
Remind me never to join the biz. Can we talk about the awkward sidekicks that suddenly appear in our, like, weird stereotypes?
All right. Whatever you want.
Particularly the Native American guy named Chief.
Yeah.
Making smoke signals and...
Oh, yeah. He was. I mean, that guy, like, I was looking at an interview, that guy is very happy to be in the movie and represent his people, but...
That's great, but they just had to name him that and make him do that.
Yeah, and then he ends up in that insane asylum and he has to kill,
Jack Nicholson.
Really weird.
I missed that scene.
Dark turn to that movie.
I mean, there was a sense with this Wonder Woman movie that this was sort of their answer to, like, that first Captain America movie.
Oh, with his red,
just a little bit.
The Howling Commandos.
And that's what especially that whole thing where it's like, hey, she has a ragtag team of, like, stereotypes.
Dumb Dugan over here.
I felt like that was maybe a little bit shoplifted from that Captain America movie.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of... It was weird, but it also seemed like a missed opportunity, like, kind of in retrospect. Because, like, there's this one throwaway scene where the... there's a guy, his name, I think, is Samir?
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, and he's like a smooth-talking spy-type guy, and he has this scene where he's like... I wanted to be an actor, but I couldn't because of my skin color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this actually really interesting idea that it's like they throw it out there and then they completely walk away from it and nothing happens with it.
That's a thing that a lot of movies do, especially the Batman vs. Superman kind of DC movies, where they'll say like, hey, this idea. Think about it. And then they just like leave. It's like, that's not how you do ideas. Okay.
Yeah, but my thought was like, this is Wonder Woman, and there's a few really good scenes of her like when she goes to the British War Council and all the men are like, What are you doing here? You're a woman. You can't be in this room. And like the whole thing with the secretary being kind of a slave and that joke.
Mm.
And it felt like maybe she could have helped these sort of oppressed people, I'm doing air quotes, to discover a strength within themselves and sort of rise up and find their own courage and influence, through the fact that she was a woman in this really tough, semi-oppressive time.
And she also, like, kicked that tank through a building. So, you know, inspiration.
Yeah, that's really inspiring. I'm inspired by that.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not something they played with in the movie. Like, you get to meet these characters, but you don't get to see them change because of Wonder Woman.
That's a good point,
That's a good point. I also remember you were talking about how I was a big fan. I liked the fish out of water moments, but I remember you weren't a big fan of that stuff.
Oh. Well, part of the reason I didn't enjoy that stuff was I kind of had this YouTube video on my mind. Recently, that's been going around social media. It's called Born Sexy Yesterday.
Right.
It's a video essay kind of identifying a film trope where you have a woman who is beautiful and innocent and wise beyond her years, who needs to essentially be taught how to be a person by a man.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ends up falling in love with that man who teaches her how to be a person.
Like Fifth Element.
Like in the Fifth Element. Yeah. Can't think of other examples.
Oh, this
time
Splash. Is that one?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. But it's everywhere. And this movie was kind of a perfect example of
it. Yeah, that's what bummed me out.
I didn't really, I thought it wasn't sexualized enough to really grab me as that trope, but I do see where you're coming from.
But if it had been more sexualized, maybe I would have understood their relationship better, but I don't know.
I do appreciate that they tried very hard to not sexualize Wonder Woman, which was nice.
Except for, like, all the dialogue between her and
Chris Pine. Well, sexy flirtatious dialogue is one thing, but she didn't have any sexy silhouettes or anything, though.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't, like, exploit her.
Yeah, that's what they did that.
Yeah, and that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now that I think about it, pretty much all of her conversations with Chris Pine were like, so, do you know that sex is a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, I know that sex is a thing. And he's like, okay. And that's kind of all that they talk about.
You want to do something about it? Yeah. And then there's that one scene at the end where he's like, I love you, bye, and he dies, which I thought was a really great scene, actually. I thought that scene where he blows up was awesome. I thought it was, that was an awesome scene. I thought he did a good job. I was like, I felt something. I was like, oh my god, Chris Pine's dying. Oh my god, a character actually like a DC movie.
Yeah, I think it was a good scene, and I liked that it happened, but I feel like it wasn't well set up enough. Like, I would have really liked to see him do something heroic like that in life, especially because that would have given Diana another reason to fall in love with him, like to see him as being somebody heroic and strong and a good person. Mm-hmm. She really doesn't know him for that long. She just kind of takes him at his word that he's the good guy in this war.
It's kind of the
he might
thing.
Not be.
Yeah, right. It's a movie thing though.
Yeah.
And they didn't really explore that kind of good versus bad thing very, very thoroughly in terms of like the World War I-ness of it. It was kind of like, these Germans sure suck, don't they?
Oh, and they did. They were, like, cartoonishly sucky.
I always thought, it was so interesting, it would really flip it. I was thinking during the movie, like, if he was a German soldier, it would have really spelt home the whole sides don't matter in this war. Because people always, you know, and you'd be fighting the Americans or the British, and it'd be something different. And when people complain, it'd be like, oh, how did they fight Americans? And you'd be like, hey, man, World War I's pretty stupid.
That would have been really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting all quiet on the Western Front situation going on. Is that movie taken from the German perspective? Anyone? Anyone?
I don't know. No, I know what you mean.
I haven't seen it, but
I guess that's it for me. I mean, I've mentioned everything that I had with it.
Hmm. So, any closing comments? Anyone? You don't have any more closing comments?
I think my closing comment is go see the movie, because I know that like there's been a lot of negative talk thrown around, but there's also been a lot of really positive reception to it, and this seems like the kind of film where everybody will really have their own reaction. So
I've seen a lot of like super like, oh my god, it was like the best movie I've seen in a long time kind of reception, which I'm like, have you seen that many movies? But I don't want to be that guy. I want to be a piece of shit who's always like, oh, the movie like sucks and you should feel bad, you idiot. It's like, I don't want to be that guy. But because there are those people out there who love shitting on people's oh my god, I love this movie parade.
Yeah.
But even then, I thought I'd recommend it. It was like if I on a 4-star scale, it's just misses 3 stars. Like just
that's what
like
I'd
a
say.
A hair's breadth away from 3 stars, which is unfortunate. But it I would still recommend it regardless.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely worth a watch. And then after that, whether you want to, you know. It's either you sort of like it or you really love it, right? But I'd say at the very least, like, it's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, there's a lot to like about it. There's a lot to not like about it. And I guess I'm just mostly puzzled that most people aren't harping on the things that aren't to like about it. I don't know why. You know, everyone's being jovial and positive.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
It's
not a perfect movie by any means. It's a lot of fun. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. It's got a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them we didn't even touch on, like just weird directorial decisions. And,
right.
Yeah. Well, we got that mustache out of the way.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about the sword on the roof.
Oh, yeah. That was... Actually, let's go into that real quick, because that also really bothered
that frustrated me so much.
In the movie, she stabs Ludendorff on the roof, and then she's missing her sword. And the whole time, I was like, oh, geez, she doesn't have her sword. That's important. She needs that sword, right? And then, like, Ares shows up, and he's like, oh, shit, I don't... Like, they make a point to show that, oh, fuck, I don't have my sword. Come back to her, she's got her sword. It's like, why even...
Continuity
it's
issue,
such a waste of time. I but it's not...
Yeah.
It's a continuity issue that would have been better if they just hadn't acknowledged it and tried to fix it. Because, like, you spend that entire first scene going, hey, you... Just thinking, because they've set up this sword to be so important. So when she leaves it on the roof, you're just thinking, you left your sword up there. You need your sword. Why'd you leave your sword up there? Go get your sword. And she's, like, having a conversation, but you're just like, you should have your sword. And so when she realizes that she doesn't have her sword, it's like, oh shit, you don't have your sword. What's going to happen next? And then the very next thing that happens is that she has her sword again.
And it's not like an error because people listening, you've probably seen the movie. She's a little hop. Like, oh, I'm down. I'm back with my sword.
Yeah, she jumps off the roof and she has her sword. And it's that's it. That's the payoff.
I can't help but feel that was probably some sort of reshoot.
Yeah.
Where, they did that thing, and then they realized, oh, fuck, how'd she get her sword back? Oh, shit, I don't know, she'll just have it back.
She should have just had her sword. If they were going to reshoot
that, she
should have
had her sword the entire time.
It was a waste of time.
Or,
maybe there was some sequence cut out or something where she gets the sword back.
Apparently, was it Patty Jenkins is the director?
Yeah, Patty Jenkins.
Said that not a single scene was cut. Not a bit.
Lies! Lies, I say.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Maybe shots were cut, but not scenes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe more shots should have been cut.
Yeah.
A slow
like
pacing.
Her missing her sword. All right. Shall we wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up in a nice tight bow and a nice lasso of truth. Yeah, so I recommend it.
Cool. Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All recommends from a bunch of people who kind of liked it, kind of didn't like it.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd personally watch it again. Oh, yeah. But I recommend giving it a chance.
Like, I walked out being like, that was entertaining. I had a good time watching that. I would never see it again, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which, well, even then, even I'd watch it again, but, like, I'm not the biggest Guardians.
Like, 5 years from now, maybe.
Yeah, even the Guardians 1, I was, like, a fan of, but not, like, that big a fan of.
I only saw both those movies. I've only seen once.
And then I hear that Captain Underpants is pretty good, so it's a lot of good superhero movies coming out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the real winner. Yeah.
What else? Is there one more that's coming out this year? One more Spider-Man.
And Thor?
Oh, and Thor. Well, that's later. I'm talking about Thummer. Thummer.
Wait, when's Thor
coming
out?
Thor comes out in November.
Oh.
Yeah, Spider-Man comes out in July, and we'll see how that goes.
Darn. I was excited to see it this summer, but I guess I won't.
Maybe you should start paying attention to release dates.
I know.
They're at the end of the trailers.
Boo.
Anyways, that's it for this mini-sode.
Cool. Thanks for letting me join you guys.
Regular-sode. Yeah, you're welcome.
Macro-sode.
Thanks for coming on.
It's great to have you.
Yeah.
You know, you're always welcome aboard the Filmtastic Voyage Vague Spaceship.
That's right.
Anyways, everyone, just look at our website for all of our other episodes of mini-sodes and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
And that's it. That's the end. We're done.